Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Messy and Co. A little beginning of the week action, talk about some good things, then maybe some not so good things, recap the game, talk about what's upcoming. Just one of those episodes where we want to just kind of share where we're at. So for this episode, though, I'm Ashley. I'm here with my amazing co-host, Gian. And we have it's an exciting time in Inter Miami. We just got a big victory on Saturday that we're going to talk about. But before we get into all that, as always, how are you doing?
Doing great. It's a good Monday. I play soccer today, so I'm excited about that. If this rain holds up for a bit, but just excited. A great game on Saturday. Excited to talk about it. And obviously we've got some news also coming out of this weekend that we've got to talk about that should be way heavily on Inter Miami and the fans, if you guys haven't heard already. And yeah, there's a lot to talk about and just excited.
Agreed. Yeah, speaking of the weather, I got caught in the rain earlier today, which is why I'm wearing a hat right now. So yeah, just one of those days. But you know, no rain can damper what was an incredible Inter Miami performance on Saturday. Look, we have been we're some of the biggest critics with this team because we're big fans and all we do is want them to win. And after the first 2 or 3 minutes of the game, when we had that own goal mistake by Negri, I went to the game with my mom and I looked at her and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. But after those first few minutes and some jitters, wow, did the game turn around. And in my opinion, you know, I think we handled that game like I had no doubt after we got that equalizing goal in the 11th minute. I had no doubt that this team was going to win and they were going to win comfortably. And so I was really happy with the performance. Obviously, a couple injury blows have come with it. But Lionel Messi, once again, got a goal, got an assist, or got two goals. Is there... Yeah. You know, the form he's in and the 6 games he's played in MLS so far is insane. And it just doesn't, it looks like it's easy. Like he's chilling. And it's just, you know, glad that he's healthy, glad that he's back. And just, yeah, overall positive from the game. What about you?
Yeah, it's incredible how Messi on the pitch just elevates everybody's performance, gives them confidence. This team looks completely different anytime he's on the pitch. They play different. The decision-making is different. The confidence is different. The runs that they make are different. The way they play defense is different. Everything. Even, I feel like, even Tata coaches better when Messi's on the pitch. And it was just a really good game. It was nice to see Inter Miami come back and get back to their old form of that we kind of started to get used to those first 3 games in the season where they had 2 really good wins. They had a really good tie in LA and they looked really great until, you know, some things happened there along the way with injuries and players leaving and us having to try out different formations. And I think this is finally Inter Miami showing what they're made of, despite still having to deal with some injuries here and there. But they did a really good job. They finally got 2 games back to back. So 2 wins in the books so far this season in league play. So that's really good. We know that Inter Miami wasn't doing the best in the standings. They were always a top 5 team going between first, second, third, that sort of thing. But knowing that they have games in hand, it was important for them to start to create some separation as the season went along, especially now that they don't have the pressure of the Champions Cup behind them. And they went ahead and they did that. And now after match day 10, they're up ahead 2 points over, I believe it's New York Red Bulls, if I'm not mistaken. And I thought it was a really good match. Inter Miami at the beginning were struggling. Again, a early goal by the opponent against Inter Miami. We've kind of seen this a couple of times here. Completely changes the dynamic and what your strategy is when you go into a game and you know have a goal early on. But then I think Inter Miami, as the game progressed, they started to do a bit better. They were getting attacked early on by Surridge and by Hany Mukhtar. Both of them were getting in behind the defense, behind our center backs. And Nashville was taking advantage of that, putting balls in behind the defense and a lot of really dangerous opportunities. But then, again, the team just started to settle down. They did a lot better in the second half. They were able to really take command of the midfield. They forced Nashville to attack more on the wings. And that was definitely a difference maker. We didn't see that many dangerous opportunities like we did in the first half. Yeah. And then obviously the magic from Messi with that, you know, beautiful, he had 2 beautiful goals. Obviously one a penalty and the other just a a beautiful shot off of deflection, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. And did he have an assist as well?
Yeah, he assisted Sergio Busquets goal.
Yeah, the Sergio Busquets goal. That was a beautiful flick back.
Great. Sergio played just great.
Amazing, amazing. So overall, great team win for Inter Miami. I'm excited for what's to come. Now they have the opportunity. We'll talk about that a little bit later, what their schedule is going to look like. But they have the opportunity now to get a few more wins together. And just really positive weekend, positive last two weekends for Inter Miami. And I'm really excited to see what this team has to offer over the next few weeks.
Agreed. Yeah. I mean, Messi played great, to your point, and he made everyone around him better. I thought this was one of Sergio Busquets' best performances for Inter Miami over the last 2 years. I think he played, or not 2 years, the last year, I guess. I think time has gone very differently since Messi came. I can't believe it hasn't even been a year, but it feels like it's been five, right? But yeah, Busquets had a great game. Diego Gomez, who's been pressing and playing amazing, and, you know, we can talk about that after in a second, but I think that, you know, Luis Suarez, he didn't get a goal, but he still is dangerous, and he still creates, you know, havoc for the defense, and speaking of our defense, I thought played great. Obviously, Negri had that mistake in the first 10, 15 minutes, a little shaky. But then the next 75 minutes, I thought our defense was rock solid.
Jello did a great job on Shuffelberg. I mean, Shuffelberg was one of the guys that last time we played Nashville and the few times we did, he kind of caused fits for us on the defensive end. And, Jello did an amazing job, kudos to him, on, you know, making sure that Shuffelberg didn't have the opportunities that he had in previous matches against Inter Miami. And to your point about Suarez didn't score a goal, but he keeps the opponent's defense honest. They're not able to go up as high as they want and do certain things that they want, because you have to be focused on guys like Suarez and Messi that are now, because of that, able to stay higher up and keep those defense, you know, stuck behind and not being able to necessarily push into the attack. So
100%. Really, the defense, Drake had some great saves, and it was, I remember just saying, like, you know, the defense played really well. I was really happy with the defensive performance. I'm like, if they can keep this up, then we're in a good spot. With that being said, sorry, I have something in my eye. With that being said, though, there is a little bit of a downer, and that is maybe the bad luck of Messi and Co., where Diego Gomez, who's been playing so well, so intensely, in such great form, had suffered a bad injury.
Yeah, and we just did a pod about him. Last week, I think it was.
I know, so that's what I'm saying. It's the Messi and Co. curse, maybe.
No. Don't put that on us.
Don't put that in the universe, right?
We definitely, it's just a difficult time. Again, we just did an episode about him recently and just talking about how great he's been for this team, about how he's been so good, not only in offense, but also in defense, and being able to help in the midfield and lock down that part of the field, making sure that the defense, Inter Miami's defense, doesn't necessarily have as many, I guess, one-on-one opportunities and that sort of thing against the opponent, making sure that he's always in the right spots for me. And Gomez has continued to grow, and I think he's continued to gain more confidence as he's gotten more minutes, because as we spoke about in that previous episode, he seemed a bit shy on the attacking end and would defer a lot to others when he had opportunities to maybe put a shot on target and that sort of thing. And he's just kind of grown into this role and grown more confident with his attack. And now for him to, you know, unfortunately have an injury, what seemed to be a very serious injury in that first half of the game against Nashville, where it seems like he twisted his ankle, and, you know, it just came out. The reports came out now about how serious it was, and we kind of had an indication of how serious it was yesterday, because this was the first time, and we heard that in the post-game conference with Tata, that he had actually gone straight to the clinic to get x-rays right off the bat. And that's something that we necessarily haven't heard in other injuries, where it's right away they're going to get that type of stuff done. But he was obviously in a lot of pain, and now we find out that it is ankle sprain that's going to have him out. What was it, about
4 to 6 weeks? I think you're right. 4 to 6 weeks.
He's going to be out, and that's just a huge blow for an Inter Miami team that's already missing a ton of players. I mean, you know, we started the season off already missing our top left winger in Facundo Farias, who was out for the season with an ACL tear. And then we had guys that were still rehabbing from last season, finally coming back. You had Negri coming back. You had Kremaski that was injured early on as well, finally coming back. So it kind of is a difficult thing for you as a fan and as a team to be like, okay, we're having these guys coming back into our team. Great. We're getting our depth back. We're getting all of that. And then you've got guys like Taylor that is supposedly coming back around April 27th. He was
hopefully for the game this Saturday. Hopefully.
Yeah. Redondo, one of our top midfielders that was brought in this season, is out for apparently, I think it's like 7 weeks. Campana's out. Alba was just got injured against Sporting KC. And we just heard that he's going to be out 3 to 4 weeks. And now we get this bombshell that Gomez is out 4 to 6 weeks. It's just tough. It's like Inter Miami cannot catch a break. And the same thing that happened to us last season, right? We started off the season well, injuries. I don't know what to say, Ashley. It's tough. How do you get over this hump? It's just difficult.
It's tough. It's so tough. And it's to your point, is a shame because, like, you know, Gomez has been playing great, great form, has definitely taken the burden off of what was, you know, a couple players who had been falling to injury. Same thing with Alba, an incredibly important part to the team, to the spirit, to the, you know, just the drive that he brings every game. And it's a blow, but look, that's professional sports. We see it. Every team suffers injuries throughout their season in different ways, shape, or form. Sometimes it's too much where they can't overcome it. Sometimes it makes them stronger. Sometimes they manage to scrape by. And I'll say this for this Inter Miami squad. It is a huge blow and it sucks, but hopefully these things are all happening like balancing scales, like the scales of justice, because not that it's just that anyone is hurt, but I mean, you know, yes, Gomez is leaving, but now Kremaski is back. And so, and Kremaski is as long as he's not injured, knock on wood, he can easily slot into the starting lineup on Saturday. Robert Taylor can slot into the starting lineup. Now, you know, if everything else stays the same, I think we'll probably go back to the 4-3-3 and you'll see a midfield of Busquets, Gressel, and Kremaski, or Ruiz and Kremaski, or something of those three up front. You'll have Robert Taylor, Messi. And I mean, we're going to do our preview later in the week, but you know, like, although it's a huge blow with Gomez, getting Robert Taylor and Kremaski back, I think allows us to be able to still have enough. And then defensively, like I said, Alba is obviously, he's the heart and he's the motor, but we do luckily have a direct natural replacement in Negri. And although Negri made a mistake at the beginning of the game and is shaky, as the game progressed, I thought he played very well again. And I think that he is playing with a lot of courage and a lot of, you know, using his speed, and he's trying to keep active and not acting like someone who's been out for a year. So, you know, to your point, these are huge losses. Like if you said to me, would you rather not have Gomez and Alba available? Of course, I would rather have them available. But knowing that we have Kremaski, we have Negri, we have Redondo, who's I think only about at this point, I think like 2 weeks away from coming back, maybe 2 or 3 weeks from coming back, allows me to still feel hopeful in that, you know, our team does have enough to keep being strong in. And as long as we have Messi, I'll take my chances.
Yeah, I think that one of the things, you know, we've been critical about Tata Martino, obviously, as we should be. And I think we've praised him when he deserves it. And a lot of the fans, too, have voiced their opinion and their discontent with some of the things that Tata has done. But at the same time, I think it's important for us to say, like, looking at all of these injuries to key players that were, this team was supposed to be built with, mm-hmm. and having all these guys missing again, Farias, Taylor, Redondo, Campana, Alba, Gomez now, and then Kremaski and that sort of thing, and still being first place right now in the standings, I think is a big deal and something to be proud of. I think that Tata has done a good job to navigate all of these difficult injuries. You got to realize, like, he came into the season building around a specific team that he was going to have. And he has not been able to play with that ideal team, I think not once since the very beginning. He didn't have Farias at all. We've only had three players this season that have played all 10 matches. That's Gressel, Busquets, and Aviles. Nobody else has played those 10. Yeah. So I think that that's also something, again, with the criticism should also come the praise. And in this case,
yeah, we're very fair.
I think that Tata has done a good job keeping this team competitive and keeping this team in a place that will allow them to be in striking distance as the season goes along, because we do know that we do have one game in hand. And we had, I believe we have two over Philadelphia that is close as well to us. But some of the arguments I keep seeing, especially when the standings come out for match day 10, I see comments and others saying, oh yeah, but we have games in hand. We could have games in hand and we can very well still be in last place. So look at the
positive. I mean, compared to where we were at this point last year.
Yeah, exactly.
15-1 makes a big difference. Yeah.
But we're finally creating some distance between us. Again, we have 2 points over second place. And then we've got some games coming up in our schedule that will also, I think, allow us to maybe create some more distance as we go along. But that's also something to keep in mind. And as we think, man, like, what? Imagine what this team could be if they were fully healthy. Like, it's just insane. You're talking about a front three of Farias, Suarez, and Messi. You're talking about a middle three of Busquets, Redondo, and Gomez. Like, imagine being able to play with that front six consistently. I think that is an unstoppable team in my mind, but you know.
Yeah, we said, it is an unfortunate but very realistic part of professional sports. You know, it happens, and their teams still can become champions even at, you know, worse odds. Like I said, if you're telling me I still have Messi, Suarez, and Busquets starting, I have Drake in goal, I'm like, okay, well, I'll roll the dice. And, we also will give the chance for some more young players to be able to continue to play. Let me name a player who played a little bit on Saturday and who I have been in every minute that he has played so far this year. I cannot explain to you how impressed I've been with him. Do you know who it is?
I'm going to let you say it just in case I'm wrong. But who do you?
Yannick Wright.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something right now. He is a rookie. He was just drafted in December. Okay. Just drafted in December to play right out of college. And he's had to, you know, and now he's playing with Messi. He had to play in a Champions League, a Champions Cup. Oh my. And he played, you know, what was it? Like 20 minutes, 20 odd minutes on Saturday.
Yeah.
Wow. Is he impressive? Really, really impressive. And, you know, if we have, and I don't necessarily think he's going to immediately go into the starting lineup, but you know, if we're playing a midfield and we're going to have to be starting Kremaski, Gressel, Busquets, maybe if it's a 4-4-2 again, Ruiz, like let's say those four start, Yannick Wright is coming off of the bench and he's going to have to play significant minutes in the next couple of weeks. And
yeah,
I feel good about it because wow, he's really good. Like,
yeah.
The maturity he plays with, and it's such a difficult position on the field. And when you're playing with the greatest to ever play of all time, imagine you're a rookie coming out of college, a point guard, and you're playing with Matt, like with Michael Jordan, and in the, you know, toward the end of his career, how the nerves you must feel, and to be able to do what he's doing, God, is it real? It's really impressive.
Yeah, I think that when we saw him on the field, you and I had mentioned this to each other. Hey, this guy's a natural replacement.
I think that was during the Newell game, right? Yeah. It was during the last preseason game.
Yeah, yeah. He's a really good young talent, and I think he definitely has a future here at Inter Miami, and he definitely adds depth to the bench in that defensive mid position. So I think that's really good. Another thing, just on that note, as we're talking about young players and players coming into Inter Miami, one that has also been signed is Giovanni Ferraina from Boca Juniors. Mm-hmm. He's a young kid that came out of the youth movement there in Boca. He was signed recently, I believe it was last week, if I'm not mistaken, to Inter Miami CF2. So that's a kid that has already seen minutes on the first team with Boca Juniors. He could see minutes as a center back here at Inter Miami at the first team. So I think that that's going to be interesting to see. And I know that we've had some concerns, fans have had some concerns with our center back. So that's always a good thing to have more depth at the center back position, a young kid that comes from South America, that comes from a really big club in Argentina. And then one of the big things that happened over this weekend was that there was a Matias Rojas sighting at the stadium, at Chase Stadium, to watch.
And not a moment too soon.
And not a moment too soon, exactly. That's a guy that can come in and I mean, could arguably be a starter. And right now with Gomez missing significant time, it seems like he would be the natural fit to go right in and start instead of Gomez. So I think that that's perfect timing. And you know, it's not that something that you want, but these things tend to happen in soccer. And he's not signed yet. He'll probably be announced this week. I really have because even in the post game that was asked about him, that smiled. He smiled, he laughed, and he said, "Did they announce him yet?" And the reporter said, "No, he hasn't been announced." He goes, "Oh, then I can't talk about somebody I don't have." So he'll probably be announced within the next few days, and that'll be good to have him on the team and add more depth. And he'll probably start, I believe, pretty soon for us. So.
100%. And yeah, like, look, to our point, missing Gomez, Alba, we've missed Robert Taylor, obviously Farias all season, Campana, huge, makes huge difference. And it's really unfortunate. But, you know, especially with what we're just about to talk about in 1 second, with the games that we have upcoming, the fact that we are getting some players back, the fact that we have already gotten some players back that are still working their way into being in the starting lineup in 90 minutes, like we said, like, any other year, you know, in the beginning, Benjamin Kramaski is a starter for this team, and he's a good one. And so while he doesn't directly replace Gomez, he can certainly alleviate some of the burden that will be, you know, lost with Gomez. Robert Taylor, I don't know if he's going to start Saturday, but I think he's going to be available in some capacity. That takes off some of the burden that was from Gomez, you know, so it's a team is only as good as the sum of its parts, right? And we have the greatest sum, which is Lionel Messi, but it's important for the other parts to play their role. And now's a really good opportunity to do so, because like we tweeted from the account earlier, three of the next four Inter Miami games, in fact, four out of five, but we'll just keep it right now, three out of four, because we know for sure for the next four games that we will have all players not thinking internationally or anything like that. Like, for sure for the next four games, three of them are against teams in the Eastern Conference that are currently below the playoff line, that are in 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, in that range of places, and who have not had great starts to their season. The first one being the New England Revolution, who are currently sat in 15th place, the worst in the East, who we're going to be playing on Saturday. And, you know, one thing we know about live sports and all professional sports is that you can't count a team out, you know, before they play someone, because any given day, any given time, anyone can beat somebody else. We're more Miami Heat fans, so we know that more than anyone, really, in the last few years. But it's a game that, for all intents and purposes, we should be able to get a good result out of. And we'll give the opportunity for some of the other, you know, to be able to have, I think, a little bit of rotation, being able to see minutes of the players who are going to have to, you know, be replacing some of the injured minutes and be able to get their bearings. So, you know, we play the New York Red Bulls, which will be a very difficult game, but it will be a home game, and it could be our opportunity to get back the points that we lost there. But then we're playing the Orlando Magic, and then I'm blanking on the other team. One other team who's
I'm almost 100% sure you meant Orlando City, but it'd be cool.
Did I say Orlando Magic?
That'd be really cool.
Because I said the Heat. Okay, Orlando City.
Can you imagine Messi just dunking? That'd be sick. God, yeah,
I know. Being in person, not like, we're obviously very, very fortunate people that we get to do what we do. Seeing him in person, it still shocks me every time, because he's small. Like, he's a small man, but the greatest to ever play a sport. Like, it's just crazy. Like, you see him next to all the other players, especially next to center backs. And if you didn't know better, you'd be like, huh? But like, every inch of that man is like greatness. So it works out. But yeah, so, you know, it's difficult stretch in terms of our players and our rotation and being able to stay consistent. But, you know, three of the next four games, we should be getting positive results in. And if we can keep that streak alive, then, you know, we're creating some important separation as summer comes.
Yeah, I think you have a good point. Inter Miami needs to make sure they take advantage of opportunities like this, where they're going to be taking on some weaker opponents, like they did against Nashville, who, you know, you might not think they're a weaker opponent, but they're definitely not doing the best so far this season. And, you know, they're now going against a team like New England, as you said, that are in last place in the East. And I think it's going to be important for them to at least get three wins and then build good momentum as they go into a really tough game where they're going to be playing against the New York Red Bulls, whom we lost to 4-0, got absolutely obliterated and embarrassed. And I think it's going to be important for us again to, it'd be nice to go into that match with three wins under a belt back to back, and then go in and not only beat this New York Red Bull team, but kind of, I think, leave an impression.
Reassert our dominance.
Yeah, and leave an impression on them. And we got to remember, New York Red Bulls is second. So that's going to be a big game because it's almost great a six point, it's like a 6-point turnaround. Yeah. You take three from them and you gain three for us. And it'd be huge to continue to build more separation, as you said. So I think that this
the
is
other game, the other teams are Montreal and Orlando, yeah, just by
exactly,
the way.
Yeah. And this is going to be an important stretch for Inter Miami also, as, you know, when we look at this league, yeah, they're in first, but we look at some of these matches and they've dropped a lot of points. They've dropped especially a lot of draws. They've
Montreal, we lost two at home.
Exactly. So I think Inter Miami is on a mission to prove that they have enough to get through these next few games, through these different injuries that they have. And once these guys come back from injury, I think they just want to be in a good place to get this team healthy and just ready to compete. And I'm just excited to see what these guys do over the next few weeks. As I said at the beginning of the show, they definitely have an opportunity to cement their dominance in this league. And even in the Supporters Shield, I think they're first also in Supporters Shield. So, you know, that'll be important to just continue being the best team in MLS. They've certainly showed that they have the capability to do it. Now it's, can they be consistent throughout the season and not have certain spurts there where they kind of look like not the best team?
Being
and then
over, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that'll be
important. And listen, you know, we're no fools. Like, what's the difference between a few weeks ago compared to now? Well, Lionel Messi's playing 90 minutes every game. And the show is called Messi and Co. for a reason. He makes quite the difference on, you know, when he is or isn't playing. And so he seems, like we said earlier, he seems healthy. He seems to be in good spirits. He's playing well. He's having fun. You know, I see him during the games just talking to everyone, being a really vocal leader. And he's just been amazing to watch. And just, you know, he's so good. Like, his passes, he made a couple passes during the game that I was, and you know, that play where we tweeted it, where he, you know, steps around the defender at the halfway line on the breakaway. It's just a different planet. Like, he's 36 years old and he's playing like we've said this a million times. I mean, can you name 10 players in the world like you would 100% play over him? And with, you know, if your life's on the line, if this is you bet $1 million on the game, can you name 10? I can't. He's still in the world starting 11. He's still, you know, in the world starting top three. You know, it's this, he's still the greatness. And you know, I think we're obviously going to do a preview episode sometime later in this week about the game Saturday against New England. But that will be another instance that will be interesting to see of, you know, the some of the older star players we have, how many of them are going to play in what capacity, because it is a game on artificial turf, which has, you know, in the past for players and different pros, you know, presented its challenges. And so we'll have to wait and see. Funny enough, I'm going to be in the Boston area in Massachusetts on Saturday. I won't be at the game, but I will be there. So maybe I'll have some firsthand reports about how it goes, but it will be interesting. I think it'll be a really good litmus test of where this team is.
Yeah, it'll definitely be a good test. And as we said, they've got some good games ahead of them, some good opportunities to get some good results, and it'll just be important for them to really just take advantage of this, because you don't know how often this comes by where you've got a spurt of games that look very winnable, and they've dropped winnable games in the past, and I just think that I think that time has since passed, and
yeah,
the team looks really good. They look in
TikTok. The vibe of the team is more confident.
They look like they're having fun. They look like they're gelling. Tata has been doing much better, in my opinion, with some of the decision making that he's done. The way he's adapted to some of the games. Just everybody across the board just looks really good. So, yeah, I think that they've got something good going for them, and I expect some good results over the next few weeks for them.
Me too. Agreed. And I think that's a great place to end it. Like we said, we will have an episode later in the week to preview the game Saturday against New England Revolution. We'll see what kind of, you know, injury and personnel news comes out in the next few days that will maybe dictate a little bit more what we expect in the game. As always, make sure you are following us on Twitter, X, at Messi & Co. Following us on TikTok, Messi & Co. 5RSN. Make sure you're watching us on YouTube, the Five Reasons Sports Network channel. And we'll be posting always breaking news, information that we get, content that we get, our thoughts, our opinions, our predictions, which, by the way, thanks for not mentioning I was right this week about them. Funny how you didn't bring that up. But I got the score right.
About what? Wait, what were you right about?
3-1, I said.
Yeah, but it wasn't. I was the one that was right. What are you talking about?
I said 3-1. You didn't say 3-1.
No, I said 3-1.
No, I said 3-1.
We'll check the tape.
Roll back the tape.
We'll tweet it out. We'll tweet it out, y'all.
And if I'm wrong, then we're cutting this part out. No, but in all seriousness, thank you always for listening, for watching, for interacting, for leaving your comments, for engaging, letting us know what you think. We love it. We love this platform. We love these shows, and we love Inter Miami. So for this episode of Messi & Co., I'm Ashley, that is Gian, and we will see you next time.
See you guys.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save